Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And I know that my next guest has, is at a birthday party. Dean, are you there? Good. Where are you?
Of some of the kids. It's quite an extravaganza here. One of the kids turned 10 in our neighborhood, and our school is having a party for the kids, which I had a good hand in organizing and contributing some of the things. I've got a health food store, so we provided some of the food.
And this is for friends of your kids?
That is right.
Well, the reason why we have you on, this is part 12 in our 18-part series, Parenting in America. What does it take to be a great parent? And Dean is with Fathers with Pride. It's an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives.
That is right, Phil. And we just think it's time we let the world know how well we treat our kids, and how much better, really, than our ex-wives we treat our kids.
You say, it's kind of interesting, you treat your kids better than your ex-wife treats your kids.
Absolutely, Phil. I can give you countless examples of how I'm a better parent than my ex-wife.
Now, you and your wife are divorced.
That's true, yeah.
How did that happen, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind telling you, Phil. My wife and I were divorced after she claimed infidelity on my part, which was an utter lie.
It wasn't true.
No, it was not true. I was...
What were you doing?
Well, I was helping out my secretary. She was getting settled. Her boyfriend had asked her to leave. He claimed she was supplementing her income as a call girl. And I wanted to help her through a very tough time, to show her that she did have value. I did not cheat on my wife. I did have sex with this woman, but it wasn't loving sex. And I also didn't think that there was anything wrong with her supplementing her income as a prostitute. I am a part of an organization of people who are trying to get prostitution legalized in the state of California.
All right, well, whatever. That's political stuff, but your wife and you... split up. You say she threw you out?
She asked me to leave, yeah. But I think she's going to find that it was a bad decision, because I'm going to show her that she made a mistake. And I think the best way to do that is by showing how much better you are as a parent and how much more I love my children.
You feel that you love your children more and that you treat your children better?
Yes, I do. First thing you do, Phil, is to try to get custody of the kids, which is what I'm trying to do, and which most of the fathers in Father with Pride are doing. And right now, I have every other weekend, which is a standard custodial arrangement, but I do want my kids full time. I have a housekeeper. I have a nanny. I'm ready to hire a nanny for the kids. I have a beautiful home in Mill Valley. I travel 3 weeks out of four for my health food business, but that's why I do have a nanny and a housekeeper.
But you're talking about you being a better parent than your wife, and that's why you want custody.
Well, Phil, listen to the things that I do for my kids that my ex-wife's not doing. This summer, I'm going to be taking the kids on the Disney cruise, all right? Now, this is the Disney boats that go out of Orlando, and they go all over the Caribbean. The kids just love it. I purchased an Xbox, a GameCube, a Nintendo 64.
These are all things your kids have.
Yes, yes. We've got the PlayStation 2. We have the DDR dance game. We have surround sound. And the kids all have their own videos and DVDs, and what builds trust between us is that I don't impose any kind of a curfew on them.
How old are your kids?
They're 8 and 10.
8 and 10 and no curfew, see? Now, this is...
No, but wait, don't go there, Phil, because I know where they are, and they call me if they need a ride, but generally there is an adult or other parents. Our housekeeper can give them a ride. My children love me, Phil, because the first thing you want to do is make it fun for them, and I do that. And I let the kids have hamburgers and hot dogs, and we have cookouts, we have ice cream, we have a year-long pass to Chuck E. Cheese. My kids are treated better by me than my ex-wife. And when the court sees this, they'll give me custody, and then they'll see that I was a way better parent.
All right, we're talking with Dean Wheeler with an organization called Fathers with Pride. You take your kids to all these things, you do all these things with your kids. When were your kids born?
My daughter was born in 92 or 93. She had a birthday, I know, last year.
But how old is your daughter?
I guess she's the 10-year-old.
Okay, and your son is what?
My son is 1994.
2002?
He's 8. Okay, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, 1994, 2002. Yeah, he's eight.
Right. My wife wants to retain custody. And even if I don't do all of these things for my kids, I don't know how I could allow her to get custody. Because, and this is going to be hard for me to say, I do suspect her of having molested them.
Wait a minute. Now, that is serious, and you have to call the police.
Well, I'm still gathering evidence, but you agree, Mr. Henry, no mother, like my ex-wife that may have molested the kids should have custody.
Well, you had better have proof.
Well, my son came to visit with lipstick on his face, and her perfume was all over him. I can tell you one thing, that molestation thing's a real hot button. And when a judge hears it...
Well, do you have proof that your wife did this?
I'm still getting it, but you have to agree that's a hot button.
Well, you don't want to throw molestation around unless you got proof. 1-800-449-8686. That's a bad thing to do.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but it's a little tool.
1-800-449-8686. His name is Dean Wheeler. He's with Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes,
are
hi.
You? Mr. Wheeler, I just have to say I cannot believe that you would sit here on national radio and tell everyone you think you're a better father than your ex-wife is a mother to your
well,
kids.
Well, I don't know
simply
how you
because
can comment
you
on
buy,
it. I don't know how you can
you
comment
are,
on it.
Excuse me, can I finish my comment?
All right.
Simply
but
because
I don't
you
know
are you buying them things like an Xbox and taking them on
yeah.
a cruise, that does not mean you are a better parent. In addition to that, you are actually trying to get prostitution legalized in the state of California, which does not, I mean, good grief, that's definitely not something I would want my kids to be, you know, thinking about
well,
is legal.
Good for you, Jennifer, and you can raise your children any way you want, but don't tell me how to raise my kids.
And, you know, the thing about the molestation is very, very serious, and I don't think you need to be going around accusing your wife unless you do have some proof. Perfume is not proof. I mean, good grief, she's probably hugging her kids, which who knows what you're doing.
You see what you're doing? You see? I told you, Mr. Henry, that molestation's a hot button.
It's a very hot button,
but that's
not the reason
I
called. Before you even talked about molestation, I was mad because of you buying things for your kids does not mean you're a better parent.
When my kids come to visit me, we have hot dogs and hamburgers. They have all the ice cream. You see, my children love me because I provide for their needs.
Ice cream and hot dogs is not about love. Love is about showing them you care. Love is about spending time with them. It's
you
not about
me, Jennifer,
buying them toys.
You tell me, Jennifer, I had their bedrooms painted. There's a football player on his bedroom, and there are beautiful pink ribbons on my daughter's bedroom, and that's not caring.
These are all
that's
material things,
that's
and they don't
caring.
Make you a better parent.
I'm a better parent than my wife will ever be.
Because you decorate their kid, your kid's
room.
She doesn't
have it. She doesn't have a 64-inch TV for them.
Maybe she doesn't have the money to buy those kinds of things for her kids right now, but that does not mean she doesn't love them. Can I tell you, there are probably...
What do you know about it?
Excuse me, Mr. Wheeler.
What do you know about it?
I know a lot of parents that don't have very much money, and they...
Are you a mother?
Am I a what?
Are you a mother?
Yes, I am a mother.
Can I ask you what DVDs you have for your kids, or what are you talking about?
You know, I don't think that's any of your business, because what I do for my baby is I spend time with her. I tell her I love her.
Does she have peanut... Oh, you tell her. I show my kids. We have hot dogs and peanut butter.
You show them by buying them material goods, which is not the way I would want my children to grow up thinking, oh, Daddy loves me because he's buying me an Xbox and he's taking me on a cruise.
I always find from parents that can't afford these things.
I think there are a million people out there listening to your stuff.
Look, somebody's got to back off and let the other one talk. Jennifer is talking. You had a chance.
No, but I always get the same thing from parents who can't afford or are too cheap to get their kids anything. They put down parents that can.
So you think you're better because you have the money to spend on your kids.
I'm not cheap. Let me put it that way, all right? I don't deprive my kids.
Can I ask you a question,
Mr. Wheeler? I don't deprive my children of anything. They want to have an Xbox or the GameCube. My only question is, where do we go to get it?
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Wheeler?
Sure.
Do you know any parents that are good parents that don't have to go out and buy their kids things just to show how much they love them? Do you know anyone like that?
I happen to have about a 8,000 square foot home. We've got slides.
Here we go again.
What
is the big deal?
Yeah. Well, what have you got? Have you got a slide?
I have a baby who knows that I love her because
Do you have a playhouse? Do you have a playhouse? No.
My child is too young for a playhouse right now, but that does not matter. That's completely.
Has she seen Blade 2? Has your daughter seen Blade 2?
How old is your daughter?
I love her.
How old is your daughter, Jennifer?
She's 8 months old.
8 month old babies don't go see Blade 2.
See again the rationalization.
I don't think there's any kids that need to see that.
But Jennifer, if you feel good about putting a rock in the bottom of your children's stocking at Christmas time, you live with that. What I like to do...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Dean Wheeler from Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. He has bought for his kids the Xbox, GameCube, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, PlayStation, DDR dance game. You're also intimating, Mr. Wheeler, that you're going to go before a judge and say you suspect your wife of molesting them, even though you don't have proof.
I said to you, Mr. Henry, my son showed up with perfume and lipstick all over him.
Yeah, but you said that you know that that wasn't proof. You just thought you'd go before a judge because you know it's a hot button.
Let me tell you something. All the stuff that's going on right now with these priests, it's a hot button. When you say molestation, people go wild. And I can tell you right now, it's kind of interesting. It's fascinating to watch them just go nuts when you say molestation. So I've got that card. That one's up my sleeve.
Well, it sounds immoral and it sounds degenerated that you would use that against your ex-wife's simply because you're trying to get custody of the kids. So forgive me, I don't agree that that is necessarily a father with pride. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler on The Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, you can't say that.
No, wait a minute. I want you to repeat to my audience what you just said.
Well, what's to repeat, Phil? I make it fun for my kids.
Hold on. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You're at a kid's birthday party right now?
We are at a birthday party being thrown by a group of us dads for our kids. You bet.
Did you say that you let your children have wine?
Mr. Henry, my children are curious about things.
No, but didn't you say you let them have wine and watch you and your girlfriend pet?
Okay, you're going to have to slow down and let me talk.
Go ahead.
My children like it with me. I'm a better parent than my ex-wife because we make it fun for the kids. If they have curiosity, I let them have a little bit of wine at dinner. If my son is curious about women, I'll let him see a picture in Playboy. It's not going to kill him. I'll let him see that. You wait until you're... But I do tell him that he has to wait until he's married. If my daughter is curious about sex, when my girlfriend Jan comes over, and the kids love Jan, we let the kids watch us engage in a little innocent petting, and that's just making out and the touching of a breast, and we make it very clean and very fun for the kids. If they're curious about marijuana... a puff on a joint, because let me tell you something.
Wait a second, man. Weed? You're...
Don't judge me, Mr. Henry. I'm a better parent than my ex-wife, and I don't want to say anything because I don't know you. I could be a better parent than you. But when a child is curious about the world around him, for instance, my son saw me smoking a joint. I was working over some architectural plans, and I said, you can try a little bit. And he said, this is really fun, and we had fun. It was really, really fun for him.
You gave your son a hit on a joint?
Yes, sir.
An 8-year-old boy?
My son's 10.
You said he was 8?
That doesn't matter.
How old is your son?
My son is 8. You're right.
Okay. Let me go to Emma here on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a couple comments.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he's even making these comments. You don't even know what a parent is. First of all, you don't even know how old your kids are. Phil Henry knows how old your kids are. You don't know how old your kids are.
I do know how old my kids are.
Did not know how old your kids were. He had to correct you. He said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't know even how old your kids are."
My daughter is. Okay, now I've forgotten.
Your daughter is
okay,
10.
Okay.
Your
there
son
you
is 8. Let me ask, what are your kids' names?
My daughter is Erica, and my son is Joshua.
Okay. What are their middle names?
My daughter's middle name?
Yeah.
It's,
He's pulling out the birth certificate.
No.
I'm sure he does not know.
No, I know. I'm just, I want to be right. Don't you want to be right about things, Emma?
Yes,
it doesn't
but
take,
if someone
I mean,
asked what the middle name of my child was, I can tell you right now what it is.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure,
Go ahead. What's the middle name of your child?
Elizabeth.
Oh, how do I know you're not making that up? See, you just you used
don't.
Any name. No, you just used any name.
Oh, come
well,
on.
Anyway,
I'm a stepfather.
Two,
I know the middle names of my stepkids.
What are they?
None of your business.
So
that's because
either.
He doesn't know.
I'm not
going to
say.
Number two, you travel 3 weeks out of 4 weeks, and you say, and you're hell, the nanny and the housekeeper are raising your kids, and you call yourself a better parent than your ex-wife.
That's part of the tools of being a great father. I do travel.
That you're not around? And that you're not around?
But for the week that
listen,
I'm there,
listen, I work with at-risk
youth,
and the reason why those kids are at risk is because the parents were never around.
And what if my ex-wife's a molester? You want to take that
chance? I really think that's a ploy, and you're grabbing at straws because you have no other evidence of all the stuff that you... Well,
if she's
that's
molesting
fine.
Those children...
I think it is extremely irresponsible to pull that word out when you don't have any evidence. You don't even have any anecdotal evidence to...
But you know it's a hot button. You see, Emma, you and Mr. Henry react to that word, don't you? See, that's my ace in the hole. People don't like
molesting. It's because I work with kids who have been sexually molested, and it is not a joke. It is not a joke. Now, my daughter went to school today, and she had perfume, and I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. She had lipstick on her cheek. Does that make me a molester? No, it does not.
That's a red flag.
It's a red flag because I hugged her goodbye because she had I had perfume on.
So you're putting your lips all over like, meh. Is that what you're doing?
I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. Had a nice day.
How'd she get all that lipstick all over?
And I think you've been smoking too much pot because you have no sense of reality whatsoever.
I'm just simply saying that I'm a part of an organization of men who are way better parents than our ex-wives who threw us out of the house because we made a mistaken judgment.
You
she's gonna
had
pay.
Sex with another woman outside of marriage. That is a mistake.
I wasn't unfaithful
to her. And I want to screw you out, too.
I wasn't unfaithful to her, though.
How do you say you're not...
You had sex. I'm sorry,
that's
Phil.
How do you say you're not unfaithful to a woman if you had sex with another woman?
Because I didn't love her. Because the sex was meant to try to heal a young woman who didn't think she was worth the money she was charging as a prostitute.
But this is coming from the same man who wants to legalize prostitution, but now it makes sense.
Well, because... And what has that got to do with anything?
You took
I'm
a wedding
so
vow,
better.
Or I assume that you did.
Do you know that our house, the week that I'm home, we have hot dogs and burgers and all kinds, and a clown comes over? And it's
I think
fun.
There's a clown living at home. There doesn't need to be a clown to come over. There's one
isn't
living
that,
at home.
Isn't that funny? I bet
it
you're
is
pretty funny.
Fun.
You know what? Right now, my kids are having a great time at a birthday party that I financed. There's a
But do you know what?
Ride.
If I was 8 years old and 10 years
ride.
Old,
where's your kid
and
right
I could
now?
Drink
sitting
wine
and playing with
and
a razor blade?
And watch my dad kiss his girlfriend and touch her breast, sure, I wouldn't want to be with my mommy.
Emma, right
there's
now, my
no
children,
limit.
Right
Let me
now,
tell you
my children are on, a
Wheeler.
Mule, on a burrow ride here,
kids,
and they're going to go see a clown, and your kid is sitting there playing with a plastic bag. I think there's
kids
a lot...
You don't
need
know.
Parents, okay? Kids do not need friends.
Right.
Discipline is to teach, okay? To set limits and boundaries with your kids, to teach them what's right from wrong, is love. Not a burrow ride, not hot dogs. And marijuana joints
and
wine.
Where's your child right now? You don't know.
My
do
child
you?
Is in her bedroom playing with her Barbie.
All right. Emma, thank
is
you very much.
Okay?
Thank you, Emma, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Megan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Megan, go ahead.
Okay. As far as Mr. Wheeler, you and your molesting comments. If you've never been in that situation,
it's you don't like
from
that word.
Their father's house or from their mother's house on visitation and find that they have been molested and it's really true, then
see, this
you
is the
put
thing,
your
Mr.
child
Henry.
In that situation, let alone your ex-wife.
See how people don't like that word?
You know, none of us like that word. So you're just going to pull it out of your hat and try to get custody of the kids?
You got to admit, it's a powerful weapon.
That is slanderous. It's libelous. Your wife can sue you. And
but how's she going to prove I'm not that she didn't molest them?
You're an evil man if you do that, okay? You destroy somebody's reputation like that.
Megan, you know what I'm talking about, though, right? It scares you, doesn't it?
You have you're using your children as a pawn against your ex-wife.
Maybe. But I'm a better father than she is. She's a mother, so she can't be as good a father. You see what I'm saying? She tries to be as good a father, that's all.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-44-
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Dean Wheeler is with us. He's with an organization called Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. You've purchased your kids PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Xbox, GameCube.
Phil, it's not just about the things. It's about the love that goes into those things, too.
A 64-inch television. You also say that your 8- and 10-year-old children have watched adult films.
Phil, my girlfriend Jan worked in the adult film business for 5 years. We have a collection of some of her movies, and the kids have watched them with us because we tell the kids that this is all make-believe. And the kids realize it's all a big joke, and we have a big laugh over it. So don't try to pretend, Mr. Hendry, that you've uncovered some big story here.
8- and 10-year-old kids watching adult films.
Like I said, the kids know that it's all a big joke, and that's all pretend.
What's all pretend?
Well,
you tell the kids that the adult films that they're watching are all pretend?
Yes, we do. And my kids, as a result, as the children say today, what time it is out on the street. They're probably not walking around with their knees tied together like your kids, or walking around like they have a broom handle up their rear ends. They're good kids, and it's all just a big joke. We watch some adult films. If the kids want to have a little glass of wine, and we have a big laugh over it.
Okay, that's all I need to hear, okay?
Oh, and what are you going to do? My wife, she goes out to the gym. She goes out to movies with her friends. She gets her hair done. That's called child neglect. So don't tell me.
Here is Crystal on the Phil Hendry Show. Crystal, go ahead.
Mr. Wheeler, I just wanted to call and let you know that I think you're a real jerk. You should not allow your children to watch Blade and play violent video games and smoke marijuana. It has
severe
psychological
effects
on them. What about it?
That's okay,
here is
that's
the
right.
issue.
Oh, so you don't mind them watching the adult films?
Oh, the adult films?
Yeah.
No, that's totally wrong, too. That could totally ruin them for the rest of their lives.
They know it's make-believe.
It's not make-believe. Those people are actually having sex on those films.
But they don't love each other. They don't love each other.
So that makes it make-believe?
Yes. They're just doing it.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
What are you talking about? My kids have hot dogs and...
Yeah, we know. Hamburgers, and you have a clown.
Yes, we do. We have clowns for them. What are your kids doing right now, Mr. Hendry?
My kids right now are probably doing their homework.
Sure.
Well, they need to be. I tell you, I make $26,000 a year. I'm a single mother of a 3-year-old.
Your kids have Xbox?
No, she's 3. She doesn't need Xbox.
Are you going on the Disney cruise with her?
As a matter of fact, I am in August.
Okay. That's
irrelevant. My daughter knows. I love her unconditionally, and she loves me unconditionally. Not because I buy her things.
Did you ask her?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask her if she loves you?
Yes.
You did? And you believe her answer?
Yes, Eden, you love your mother, don't you? Yes, Mother, I do.
Oh, sure. Like she's telling the truth. She says
she
that
is. My daughter loves me
more
than
anything
she says that,
on
she knows this
that
earth.
If she gave you the wrong answer, you could starve
she's
her
in
to
the
death.
Background right now saying, yes, Mother, I do love you.
Yeah, sure. You're a liar.
I have a 1,000-square-foot apartment. I make $26,000 a year, and my child loves me.
I have to tell you, Crystal, if you have to ask her for your love, for her love, it's a little weird.
I don't have to ask her for my love.
Well,
I just like to hear her say it.
You just said you did.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you asked me if
I asked her. Did she ask you if you love her?
Wait a minute.
Me if I love her.
I don't know. What are you asking?
I'm asking you, did she ask you if you love her?
Who?
This caller.
No, she didn't ask me if I... What's that got to do with anything?
Well, the two of you were talking about unconditional love.
I'm saying that my daughter loves me regardless of an 8,000-square-foot home or fancy clothes.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love me?
Sure.
Do you love me?
I love you? I love everybody.
Well, all right.
I love
you. What are you giving me a hard time for?
I'm sorry?
You love me.
Will you get off this who loves who kick, okay? We're talking about...
No, I asked her if she loved me.
Who cares if she loves you? It's about whether your kids love you.
But I think you're a real jerk for allowing your children to behave the way they do.
Yeah, sure, her kids love you.
All right, well, I just wanted to, that molestation thing.
Yeah, it's a real hot button. 1-800-449-8686. Steven, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey.
Turn your radio down.
This dude is really sick. He has a problem, and he's trying to punish his wife.
Who are you talking about?
That guy. What's his name? Mr. Wheeler?
That's me. I'm Mr. Wheeler. You talking about me?
Yeah, you. You are sick. And you trying to punish your wife by doing that?
I haven't said it. So I buy my kids toys, and that makes me sick.
You're very sick.
Oh, right, because I buy my kids toys.
You're trying to get back at your wife because you made probably,
she's a slut who
threw
me out.
Probably made the wise decision to leave your ass.
How do you figure that? She threw me out because I was trying to help a young...
Because you're stupid.
I was trying to help
and
a young lady.
What you're doing now is even more stupid, you know.
I buy
you're
going to
hurt
kids.
Those kids in the long run.
Oh, yeah, that really hurts
you. You're going
to
mess your kids up
taking them to
worse than you're messed up.
Taking them to Disneyland, that really hurts them.
You're going to mess them up a lot
Look,
worse
don't
than
be giving
you
me your
are messed
jive
up.
Talk about raising
you
kids.
Are not a man. You sound like a disturbed child.
Let me ask you
and
a question.
And you're messing your kids up.
Do you keep your crack stash away from your kids? Because
all right, that's
keep
not...
your stash away.
Okay. All right, thank
Somebody.
You. I can still hear the party going on. Goodbye. All right, that's Dean Wheeler with, why don't we just call his organization, We're Better Parents Than Our Ex-Wives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
With all this baby bull crying about I'm so insecure in my manhood, it's draining my manhood. I mean, if Martha Stewart drains your manhood, you have no manhood to drain.
All right, hold on. I listen to you, Johnny, and I appreciate what you're saying. But you got to understand what it's like. I don't know how long your wife's been watching Martha Stewart. But
for about 10 years.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Has your wife ever floated a candle in a punch bowl?
Yes, she has.
Oh,
and
come
we made passionate love after that.
No, bull crap. I can't
believe it. You are full of crap.
How do you
think? You need to cut your mother's apron strings and grow up.
Your wife floated candles in a punch bowl and you made passionate love after that.
I sure
That's
did probably conceive my son. I mean, my God, man, come on.
I was watching a
You were probably watching some... I think
no,
you're
no, listen
gay.
To this. I'm not gay.
I think you are.
Yeah, why? Hey,
because,
I was watching a Savannah
because
porn movie.
You are intimidated by Martha Stewart.
I'm not intimidated by Martha Stewart.
You
I'm
are.
Intimidated
you,
by... I'm intimidated
by... You are
by
so intimidated
is,
by that woman you hurt.
Let me ask you a question. I'm watching a Savannah porn movie, and you know who Savannah is.
Yeah, I
and
know who Savannah
as soon as I smelled my wife's gingerbread cookies, the chubby goes away like a squirrel down a hole. Now, how do you figure that?
How do you figure what?
I think you're gay. I think you're
I'm
gay.
Not, my wife is
you
trying to...
You need to be watching Don Holmes is what you need
hey,
to
let
be
me
watching.
Tell you something. Hey, pal. Martha Stewart's trying to make me gay, and she's trying to do the same thing to you. And
no,
if you had
she's
a...
not.
No,
I
she's
mean,
not. You're
it.
Telling me that you got candles floating in a punch bowl, and you're not, and you don't see that as being gay?
Hell no, my wife put them in there. It helped her get into the mood, not me. My wife puts me in the mood. So if she is passionate, then I am passionate. You, I don't know what your damn hang-up is. I mean, you got some mental issues, but you're hung up in denial.
I'm not in denial. Look, I don't like guys,
yes,
okay?
Yes, you are. No, you are in denial. I'll tell you what. I think I know why you're a football coach, and yet players need to be worried.
So look, you're taking it personally now. You're taking it personally, aren't you, Johnny? Because
No, I'm not taking it personally. Yeah. I think you are wasting everybody's time by calling the show and whining like some baby.
I think you're right, Johnny.
Oh, I think you're right, Johnny. So the host is now agreeing with...
Look, I put your call on the air,
okay? The host is a man.
You are
a mouse.
You know something? When your wife starts saving snowballs so that she can create ice sculptures, you give me a call and tell me if you're able to...
I don't have to worry about that. I live in the South where men are men. I have no idea where you're from.
Excuse me, and I don't mean any offense by
this,
but I saw a movie called Deliverance, and I don't think...
Exactly.
Yeah,
it was filmed in Tennessee on the Atoy River.
That's down south as far as I know.
Actually, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, that ain't the South?
No, not as far as I'm concerned. South is Louisiana, Texas, you know, Georgia. How about them Georgia people?
And there's no guy smoking pole down there. Give me a break.
Where are you from?
Okay, look
at...
I come from California. I come from California. And I'm going
to
tell you this. Every shoebox and empty tin can has been decked. Look, you call me gay one more time, and I'll get my truck warmed up, and I'm on my way down to whatever garbage pit you live in, down there in Cracker Barrel,
Now you're taking it personally, exactly.
Right, you're taking it personally.
Okay, but this guy, how can you say men will be men when even the possums are afraid when your boys walk up, okay?
You're showing your true educational value right
there. I'll be gay, and I will slap you into submission.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, that doesn't even warrant a reply. You are simply a loser.
I am absolutely appalled that this grandfather is holding a 5-year-old child accountable for laughing at him in a Marine Corps.
But do you know the sacrifice we made in Korea?
I'm educated. I'm well aware of the sacrifice you made. What I'm saying is that it is absolutely ridiculous to think that a 5-year-old child is not going to want to go see an action movie with Spider-Man, Batman, or anything else.
But it's not real.
It's an animated character made for a child's imagination and enjoyment.
Well, that's where they got it wrong, because when a kid looks at Spider-Man, they're looking at something that spits all over the Korean War veteran. I brought my grandson out the next morning, and I showed him that I had burned up the Spider-Man plastic.
And exactly what were you showing him? That a grown man is stupid enough to take a 5-year-old child toy and burn it for no good reason?
I know. I wanted to show him how traumatized I still am over the lies that they told. Spider-Man, are you familiar with Spider-Man?
I have a 5-year-old child, and you probably traumatized that child burning his toy.
Please don't tell... Ma'am, when it comes to me and my grandson, mind your own business, all right? I'll deal with my grandson. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. You're on here saying you burned the kids.
That's fine. Deal with your grandson all you want to. However, don't put your opinions on someone else.
I want an apology from that boy, or he's going to eat that thing.
No, he's not.
And you
yes,
are
he
being ridiculous.
Excuse me. Both of you butt out. That's my grandson. Mind your own GD business.
Wait. It's my business when you force feed a plastic thing to a kid, okay?
Oh, it's your business, huh?
Yeah, it's my business.
You gonna come over here and make it your business?
No, I'll send the police.
What? Police could never scared me. I'll take on the whole...
You make a kid eat a plastic toy because he laughed at you? He's five. Five, okay?
Why did they tell the kid that... First of all, who am I speaking with? Andrea, is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, a spider has 8 legs.
And?
And the Spider-Man, the filthy lie they're putting on the screen, walking around with 2 legs.
That is totally beside the point. It is a fictional character.
Fictional character.
Just like Batman, just like Robin Hood,
All right, Andrea.
Like, Cinderella and Snow White.
All right, that's fine, but if Spider-Man's an animated character, then why does it have a penis? Now, you can see it in the tights. If you use a look, it's, if you, what do you call it, freeze frame the movie, he's got a penis?
You go to the ballet, the men that are dancing in the ballet
that's,
have a
those
penis.
Are men, they're
what
not spiders. They're not spiders, are they?
He's Spider-Man.
No,
he's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is a man.
Oh, so he has a penis?
I'm quite sure he does. Cinderella had a vagina.
Hey, you know, well, how do you know that? How do you
she
know
was
that?
A woman and she got
She's
married.
A woman and she
it
got married.
Stand to reason.
You know, the two of you, for the things you're thinking, you ought to be locked up and you ought to have your license revoked, Mr. Henry.
You came on my program and brought up webs being shot out of butts, Spider-Man's got a penis, and it's a filthy lie because they got eight legs and he's only got two. Then you try to tie it to the Korean War conflict by saying that all vets are against Spider-Man. I haven't had one veteran...
I don't know if you're hanging up on the veterans.
I haven't had one veteran call here and say that he agrees with you.
Mr. Henry, I don't know how you screened your call, but you could be screening those calls out.
All right. Chris, if we get any veterans, I want them on the air, okay? And I want to hear what they got to say about Spider-Man.
You're going to, you know, Mr. Henry, you're just killing a country slowly tonight on your program. You're weakening a country. You too, Andrea.
How? No,
no.
You've
weakened the
nation. I am a nurse, and I am a professional, and I am a college-educated person, and I do not buy into the fact that Spider-Man in any way demeans veterans. There's lots of things
Excuse
that
me,
are done in the United States that demeans veterans.
I'm a veteran.
But a Spider-Man movie is not one of them.
Well, you're the one that said Snow White had a vagina, so...
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Hendry Show.